For your free estimate, call 434-284-8500.
It is that time of year again to start thinking about gift giving and giving the gift of Virginia wine to your friends, families, coworkers, even to yourself. We don't judge. Over a quarter of a century of delivering great Virginia wines to people right at their door every month, the Virginia Wine of the Month Club. Go to VAWineClub.com. Use the coupon code JOE15 to get yourself 15% off the gift of Virginia wine with Virginia Wine of the Month Club.
Turning sunny by mid to late morning into the afternoon with highs in the lower 40s.
It's 33 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios this Wednesday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
The Nelson County Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 to make the county a Second Amendment sanctuary at their Tuesday meeting.
Despite the meeting being at 2 o'clock, hundreds of people still showed up to support the resolution. At the end, Ernie Reed was the only no vote, motioning to table the resolution for later.
I believe that this proposal is an irresponsible act that creates dissent and divides one person from another.
Both the board and people in the audience say they know becoming a sanctuary means nothing more than taking a stand against Richmond legislators, but that's enough for them.
Greene County supervisors also voted to become a sanctuary on Tuesday.
A poll taken about the issue in Greene County showed over 80% support for a sanctuary declaration. The vote was 4-1 tonight. Supervisor Michelle Flynn, the single no vote.
Fluvanna County will discuss the issue in their meeting this afternoon.
We have an update to a story about a strip search of a child at the Buckingham County Prison. The great-grandmother of the 8-year-old girl says the child was traumatized and has since missed school. The incident happened on November 24th as the child visited her father, who's an inmate. The girl was with her father's girlfriend when a drug-sniffing dog flagged the pair. That's when the girlfriend had to give permission for the search, which is against prison policy.
She's not a legal guardian or anything, and so she had to sign papers for her to go ahead and submit to it.
Governor Ralph Northam suspended searching minors pending an investigation.
Albemarle County police are collecting unwanted prescriptions at two spots this weekend. The police department are working with Martha Jefferson Hospital and Wegmans to conduct a prescription drug take-back campaign on Saturday. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 34 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station. Welcoming the Trans-Siberian Orchestra to Charlottesville, a dollar from every ticket sold goes to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Find out more at LiveNation.com, WCHV.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
For the press, an investigation is no longer the end of the story, it's just the beginning. Yesterday, as House Judiciary members, Democrats and Republicans were literally yelling at each other over the Ukraine investigation and impeachment, the Justice Department's Inspector General issued a report on the origins of the Russia probe that was kind of a split decision. Fodder for the pro-Trump media and the anti-Trump media. On the one hand, Michael Horowitz said that the FBI failed to ensure that its FISA warrant applications were scrupulously accurate. On the other hand, found no evidence of political bias or improper motivation, including by James Comey and Andrew McCabe. Now, William Barr, the president's attorney general, and John Durham, a special prosecutor, didn't agree with the findings of the IG. The president himself said, well, he only focused on the critical parts, saying